You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I want to share something that I was reading. A buddy of mine on Facebook, his name is David, and I can't remember what his original post was. I mean, it was entertaining. David's a writer and he's a good guy, but somebody else commented on his post and had something to do with calling people by the wrong name. And I immediately perked up because I have been known to be name challenged in the past when it comes to remembering people's names. Mm-hmm.
I'm with you, man. That is something that is not in my skill set, remembering names.
And are you like me that I am down on myself for it because I feel like it is a horrible reflection of me as a person?
It's extremely rude, especially when, you know, we'll have a client or somebody come in, a new employee or something, and they'll be introduced. We will be told their name. They will walk out of the studio door and Dom and I will both look at each other and be like, what was their name?
Yeah.
Of course, if they're salespeople with us, you don't need to know.
They'll be gone in 6 months. Weeks. Yeah. Right.
Come on.
But, you know, I've tried the little tricks, you know, where you repeat it in your head, like, or you say it out loud to them, like back to like, oh, you know,
hey, Becky.
Ellen, it's great to meet you. And Ellen, what do you do? And
or you attribute something about their personality or body or something to their name, like, you know, bad teeth Brad or something.
Oh, you know. Then watch that come out.
That's the trick. Old bad teeth Brad down the hall.
It has been funny. And we need to, before I read this this comment, I do have to say that working around you, especially because you're a bad influence with the names that you assign to people. And there have been people who have worked for our company in the past that Jeremy has assigned like a nickname to them.
Right. And that's all that we refer to them as.
Right. So that when I'm around or if I'm talking about them to somebody else, I have to be careful that I don't slip and accidentally say that.
Right. Trying
because
to think
in some
of a
cases,
we had the Wanderer. Remember the Hopeless Wanderer?
Well, yeah, but that's not the ones I'm the ones I'm thinking of. You actually had names.
Well, yeah. Right. Yeah. We can say no more.
Let's move on. Let me read this. I hope it's okay that I just read. I'm not giving out any names here, so well, not of the people who've written this. But this person wrote, I was introduced to a new hire at work. His name was an unusual biblical name, Malachi. I thought, wow, I've never met a Malachi. Neat.
Yeah.
We worked in different departments, so although I saw him from time to time, I never really chatted with him much. Some months later, it was suggested I go and talk to Mark about something. I said, who is Mark? And they described him. It was Malachi.
Don't.
I went over to Malachi and said hesitantly, Mark? And he turned and said, yeah, what's up? And then this person wrote, his name is Mark, not Malachi.
How in the world?
I mean, I did laugh out loud reading that.
That's hilarious.
But that's how far off this person was
and he
in
went
remembering somebody's name.
For a while, calling this guy Malachi. Why didn't this guy just speak up?
I don't know.
Dude, that's not my name. Although, you know, I got to give him props because I kind of feel like that would be something that I would do. Just roll with it and laugh about it. If somebody came in and was calling me, you know, something else, Eric or whatever. Okay.
I guess my name is now Eric.
I guess I'm Eric to this guy. Oh, my gosh. That's funny.
People can be very sensitive about names, so I wonder how many of our listeners can relate with this. You've worked with somebody. We had somebody who worked for a short while in our promotions department. And they weren't maybe 6 months, whatever, and they weren't in every day, just every once in a while. It was kind of like a promotions helper, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. And I don't even really think I was formally introduced to her, but I would run into her like in the break room or in the hall or something like that. And, you know, you can get away with not knowing somebody's name in that situation. You can just say, hey, how's it going? You don't have to use their name,
you.
Right? And I guess I enough time went by that I kind of was relying on the fact that somebody else would address her and I could pick up on it. But that never happened. And finally, after a few months, I was waiting for the elevator to go down, and she came walking up to the elevator. So it was just going to be me and her. And I was like, you know what? I am going to be honest. I'm going to be honest. And so while we were standing there waiting for the elevator, I said, listen, I said, this is embarrassing. I know. I said, you've been here a few months now. I said, and we may or may not have been formally introduced. I said, but for the life of me, I cannot remember what your name is. And I was kind of laughing like that, like, will you please help me out? And she proceeded to get pissed and was saying something like, my name is blah, 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 and made some sort of comment like I was the lowest scum of the earth.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I didn't know and or remember her name. And I had come right out and, you know, kind of sacrificed myself there on the altar of humility. You know, like, I'm sorry, I don't remember your name. And instead, she eviscerated me because I didn't remember it.
My God.
Oh.
Well, it's because it was the third or fourth time you had actually done that.
No, it was not. Don't say that. And then to make it worse, the elevator doors open, and we have to ride all the way down 11 floors or whatever alone in the elevator with her steaming because
I hope she called you Don. I hope she called you Don all the way down.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Don Tesla.
Well, whatever.
God.
Grouch. You know what the one that always that I recall that I always laugh about is we had a producer, former producer, that was out, and we had one of those promotions people filling in for like the entire week helping us. And I believe it probably took us 3 days to remember her name. Do you remember that? I still don't remember her name.
I do remember that, and I don't remember the name now.
Like,
she was as
direct, super
nice as could be.
Super hard worker. Direct contact with the show for 4 or 5 hours a day in our little room next to us, talking to us, doing our editing, doing our phone calls. Like, what's her name?
Our listeners might remember, because sometimes you'll hear me say, all right, you know, to like the Mindbender winner.
Yes.
Hey, stand by. Josh is going to tell you about your prize. And I'm sure for a couple of days what they heard was, hey, stand by. Our wonderful producer filling in for Josh
That's
is going
exactly
to tell you about
what
prize.
We did. Yes. And I was trying to text. I think it was Derek at the time who was our producer. I was texting him. I was like, and he was out of town, so he wasn't texting back. He was in the mountains. What is her name? Help.
I'm wondering how many listeners right now can nod their heads and recall the time that they were in contact with somebody where they were supposed to already know their name, but they didn't, and they had no idea how to handle it.
Yeah.
It's like that whole Seinfeld episode where he's trying to remember, you know, his girlfriend's
name
or the Williams. It's always just like that.